Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jumping on the BetQL guest line with us right now, Mr. Tony Massenberg. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Mass, what's going on, man? Thank you for making time with us this morning.
Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
What up, brother?
Least we could do.
How you doing, B. Mitch?
I'm chilling, man.
So, look, there's a lot I want to ask you about, Tony, but we'll start with the local squad here. Wiz get off to that hot start. They're 10-3. Kind of sputtered a little bit in the last couple of games. They're 1-3 in their last four. Has anything happened? Have they played a little bit better competition? Take us through what's going on in Wizland.
Well, they definitely have played some good teams. When you look at last night's game, even the Charlotte Hornets have been a surprise team in the East. And I think when you look at their style of play, it's really difficult when you've got two explosive guards in the backcourt like the Hornets have. You look at LaMelo Ball, a 6'7" point guard that really pushes the ball and really makes his teammates better because he's a guy that can create passing lanes in a lot of situations where most point guards don't even see a pass. So he's a natural passer. I compare him really only to Magic in the way that he can find guys and elevate guys' level of play. And you know, that's a huge statement because I haven't really seen a guy with that type of court vision in recent years other than, say, maybe Jason Kidd. So you look at that fact, and this kid's only 20. You know, this guy's 19 years old. You look at LaMelo Ball. He's still going to be getting better. And scary Terry Rozier was a nightmare last night when you talk about his ability to knock down shots from the outside.
What was that move he made?
LaMelo Ball's ability to find people.
What was that move Rozier made where he, like, put the ball outside and then brought it back?
Make it bounce
that
back.
Was wild.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's man. Yeah, it's a little in and out action for you, B. Mitch. But again, man, you know, Terry Rozier is a guy that everybody in the league knows can score the basketball. And like a lot of players, you put them in the right position and you pair them up with the right guys, they look really good. As far as the Wizards go and what's happened recently, it's been a combination of a couple of those guys went down. You had one game, I think maybe four games ago, Spencer Dinwiddie was out, and then you had another game where Daniel Gafford was out. I believe he was out against that first game against the Heat. And then you look at just this team is still learning, despite the fact that they have a great record and started out so hot and got everybody's attention. There's still a growth process here, and still it's going to take some time for them to continue to build the chemistry that they have. But so far, things have looked really well, and you're going to have spots like this. Certain nights is just not going to be your night when you talk about playing 82 games out of a season.
Funny, you look at this team when they're all healthy, you know, because then they absolutely love watching. When they're all healthy, how good is this team capable of being?
Well, that's the thing, B. Mitch. They haven't all been healthy all year because you got to remember you're still missing Rui Hachimura, who was your starting four last year. You're also missing Thomas Bryant, dating back to preseason from last year with a torn Achilles. So those are two guys that you're missing, as well as one of your best knockdown shooters in Davis Bertans. So it's going to be interesting once you get these guys back in the mix. And you already have solid depth on the wings. Where you're really hurting right now, if you're the Wizards, is inside, because you only have two true bigs in Montrezl Harrell and Daniel Gafford. And once one of those guys go out, as we've seen over the course of the last four games, and Gafford, then you're left with Trez, and now you have to play Denny Adia, who's really a 3-4, but he can also play some 5 in some sparing minutes because he's solid defensively. So we haven't really seen this team fully loaded yet, B-Mitch, but when we do, I think you're really going to see what the Wizards are capable of, and what we've seen has been just a small sample size.
Wow. Well, and what's nice for this Wizards team, we're talking with Tony Massenberg here on the BetQL guest line. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Tony Massenberg.
World champion.
World champion Tony Massenberg is on the Wizards coverage on NBC Sports Washington. Mass, what's nice with this Wiz team for a change is that because they got off to a hot start, they can stumble a little bit, and they're still way ahead of 500, whereas we've seen them in the past start slow and then have to climb their way back. I got to ask you two I guess one's kind of Wizards related. You are always well-dressed. You always go three-piece suits.
Thanks. Listen, man, I appreciate that.
Mass, you are a pro's pro. Like, you always look good. I like Kyle Kuzma a lot. We've had him on the radio program.
I want to see Tony in that outfit.
What did you think of Kuz's look last night?
What the hell? That's what he thought.
Hey, listen, man. You know, when it comes to the young guys, I'm always real careful, man, and I let them express themselves. And you know, again, B. Mitch, we got to remember, you know, that we maybe you and I never really took it that far.
No, I never did.
we were wearing, you got to take back to the early 90s, man. You know, we were wearing the mustard color blazers, the coat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bought blue blazers. You know, that was some of the stuff that was in back then.
And a mustache.
Me personally, I wore, you know, would wear some stuff like that, but that was about as far as I would go with it. I could be a little bit colorful, but you know, the whole Pepto-Bismol thing last night was cool. I just can't stop thinking about Pepto-Bismol when I'm looking at the sweater that Kuz has got on right now.
When I saw Michael Jordan, I said, that's how I'm going to do it. Suited up.
Yeah, man.
Suit and tie.
Yeah, man. But you gotta love the young boys, man, and their sense of fashion, man.
They do some weird things, Tony. He kind of looked like, you ever go driving down the street, and you see the little things that
the inflatable arm man.
Yeah, the little inflatable thing that's around. Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
Obviously the biggest NBA news this week is not something during a game. It's LeBron, to me, clearly trying to punch, slap,
he
karate chop that dude. Yeah. Let's start with, do you think that was an actual accident like LeBron's claiming? And then what do you think of the punishment that was divvied out?
I don't think it was an accident. I think it was an unnatural basketball move, and that's why the dude got hit in the face. You know, as basketball players, we're accustomed to reacting to certain moves and making certain moves because they're called basketball moves. And when you break that order, when you go high with your elbow or you go high with your hands to somebody's face to the point of opening them up that way, you know, that's when the gloves come off. And B. Mitchell tell you, you know, as a guy that's played basketball, you get hit in the face, you get hit anywhere below your neck area, you know, it's you know, okay, that's part of the game. But when you get hit in the face,
and particularly
off of a free throw, that's, you know, that's considered an unnatural basketball move. And you know, for anybody that's ever been hit or been in a fight, it's one thing to get hit. But when you feel that blood trickling down the side of your face or blood inside of your mouth, you know, that can up the ante, especially when you think that that's a result of a cheap shot. So I don't think the punishment was fair for Stewart. And I think they let LeBron off the hook because of, you know, again, I think you look at the star power effect in that. So, you know, the guy who is barely known gets hit the hardest, and the guy who is world renowned gets a gets a little bit of a pass.
Slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist. Now, I'm saying this as a guy that, you know, has been a LeBron fan. Like, I like what LeBron does on and off the court. But I was not in agreement with what I saw against Isaiah Stewart that night.
And I hear those commentators. I'm like, can you believe this? Let somebody hit you in your damn eye and open it up and see how you react. I remember one time I was at this AKA party. And the dude snuck me, hit me. And it was right in front of my girl. And I'm like, I'm good. I said, no problem. I said, dude, you got, that's all you got? Because I was going to let it go. And I spit and I saw the blood. And I lost my mind. I was just like Stewart was. And
there you go.
The finishing of that was way – I think if he'd have got to LeBron, it would have been just like how I finished that dude.
He's a big boy,
once
too, Stewart.
Once you see blood, it changes all thought process.
It changes you. Yeah. I tried to explain that to people. And, you know, it does. It changes you. It changes you, man.
And it was a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah. He got opened up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He got opened up like he was an MMA man.
he got caught. He got caught under his eye. That's a you know, sensitive spot. It doesn't take much. You get caught – get an elbow or like a, you know,
right.
You know, you got to remember, man, these are big dudes. People forget that. I don't know why people think that, like, basketball is, it's certainly not the NFL, but don't get it twisted. There are no pads. There are no helmets. There's nothing. There's the floor, which is hardwood, and there's skin and bone. And if you, when those two meet, sometimes it's not pretty.
You know what it is, Tony? When you see all those basketball players together, they look all the same size. So you go, oh, they're not that big. Like Steph Curry, when you look at Steph Curry, he's 6'3".
Right.
When you see him out on the court, he looks like a little bitty 5'8" guy. But when you walk up and you meet him in person, you go, damn, that dude's tall.
yeah, he's taller than you think. He's taller and a little bit heavier than you think.
Exactly.
And I think that goes for most basketball players.
The suspension is just such a joke. It reminds me of the old Jerry Tarkanian line. The NCAA is so mad at Kentucky that they're going to put Cleveland State on probation for 2 years.
That's exactly how it is.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just
the other thing,
it's a joke.
The other thing, what I said early in the season when I was watching games, probably the first week of games I watched real close, and I realized something. And I said, I made a statement during the Wizards pregame show. I said, people, 90s basketball is back. And I was referring to more physicality, meaning less whistles being blown. I've seen guys get hit on shots and referees not calling fouls. And now what you're seeing is a little bit of the brawling coming back as far as guys taking shots and getting hit. And that's all part of the game. So, I mean, I love that part of it. I don't like what I saw from Stewart and LeBron, but I love the physicality. I love the fact that the whistle isn't blowing every single time certain guys, people get hit, because it slows the game down.
Yeah.
Tony, you're great at what you do, man. We appreciate your time, dude.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
Everybody give him a follow at Tony Massenburg.
T-Mass.
And check him out on Wizards coverage on NBC Sports Washington. When we come back, we got to talk playoffs. Ron Rivera and Barstool Nate joins the program at 11:30.